Advocate Matinga is waiting for the appeal by the state to be lodged in the High Court, and we're also waiting now to be guided to the High Court upon maybe the appeal being served on us. In fact, what I was supposed to file today in the Supreme Court, in fact, is the notice of opposition to the application that was made by the police to seek an order setting aside the order that was granted by the High Court, which liberated Advocate Matinga. So basically what the state did was to seek leave to appeal against the order that was granted for Mr. Matinga's release. But as yet, the appeal is yet to be heard, and so the papers that it comes with are to oppose that application for leave to appeal.
Do you understand why the police are failing to respect an order which was issued by the High Court in this case?
I think Advocate Matinga is a victim of political persecution, is a victim of political arrest, a victim of political prosecution. One, he got an order against the army in his constituency who were marauding and wreaking havoc in that area. Two, is the MP-elect of that area for the MDC. Three, is an advocate of the Supreme Court and the High Court who has been consistently and persistently representing the MDC people. So what is coming to him now is more to do with reprisals against his work.
How would you describe this situation in other parts of the country? Because we understand that at least 2,000 other activists are also in police custody.
Speaking for Manicaland, Chipinge, Mutare, Buhera, Murambinda, Nyanga, I have been reading to cases where the MDC people are being selectively arrested, even in cases where they are victims. So what we have is victims appearing in court as the accused persons, and the jails are full of those people that are being taken unlawfully into custody, especially in Buhera, Murambinda, where the army is wreaking havoc, and then just taking them and then putting them into the cells. And the police are helpless. They simply take them in and do not know what to charge them with. So they are being hoarded in the police cells. And then when the police come up with trumped up charges, they just do the papers and then